Hello, this is Nina from Wattpad, and we're back with another Wattpad Wednesday. And today we're really excited to have a writer with us all the way from Brazil. Many of you will know her as Lily Carmine, or Lily, and she is the writer of the really, really successful and amazingly suspenseful story, The Lost Boys. The Lost Boys has actually been dedicated to Eva, who is another Wattpad staffer, so she is really excited to hear this interview. And I know that we have a lot of great questions from Lillian's fans as well at the end. So it's going to be a great interview. The stories that Lily is most known for on Wattpad are The Lost Boys, and then she's writing a sequel right now called The Lost Boys on Tour, and then she has a third story called Let It Bleed, which is currently on hold. So thank you so much for joining us today, Lily.
Thank you so much, Nina, for inviting me, for having me.
No, it's great. It's great that you had time to do this with us. Do you think that you've always been a storyteller, or how did you get your start writing fiction?
No, I actually started writing stories a year ago at Wattpad.
Okay.
It was my first story, my first tryout at writing. My husband actually told me, why don't you like to read so much, why don't you try to write your own stories? And then I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And then a year ago, I decided to post at Wattpad.
And, I mean, you've done a really good job. You've been so successful. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
So your husband suggested that you start writing. Did he have any influence on the story at all, or was it all something that you imagined yourself?
No. I imagined myself. He cheers me up a little. he always supports me, and he knows how much I love to read.
Right.
He always have to rescue me from books and stop reading and come here. So he knows how much I love to read, and then he suggested that I start writing my own stories.
Yeah.
So he's the first supporter of The Lost Boys.
Well, no, that's great, and that's how a lot of people say they get started on Wattpad, is that they love to read, and then, you know, their friends and family say, well, if you've read so much, you should start writing. And then, I mean, you've got over 13 million readers on your story, so obviously you also have some talent as well. Did you ever think that you would get the response that you did?
No, not in a million years I expected that to happen. I am still surprised. Today,
really?
I am still surprised to see the numbers, and I check Wattpad every day, and the messages I got from the fans and the support I have from everybody is shocking. I really am really, really, really happy. with the response.
So you said that your husband encouraged you to read, but are any of the characters in your story based on your husband or your friends or your family?
I received this question a lot here. Everybody
really?
Asked me this question. And I always answer the same way. All the Lost Boys are based on real people.
Right.
So there is really a boy who looks like Harry and has Harry's personality and Seth's personality and looks like Seth. So they are really based on real people. So that's why it's so easy for me to create the lines. And if people say, they sound like real people, that's why, because they really are. It's easy to imagine what they are going to say in the story. And I think that's why it sounds so believable.
Do you think,
'cause I get from real people.
Did you let them know that they were the inspiration of a story, or is it a secret?
Tristan knows.
Yeah.
The rest of the boys, I don't think they know about the success of the story.
Right. Okay. Well, that would be a funny birthday present sometime. Okay. So music is a huge part of the story. So I would love to know, and I know a lot of fans would love to know as well, what is some of your own taste in music, some of the favorite bands you listen to, and if you listen to music while you're writing stories as well?
Yeah, I listen all the time. And my favorite bands, it's mostly British bands. I really love bands from England. Adele, Mumford & Sons, McFly, of course, is the first of my list.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of bands I listen all the time while I'm writing.
Yeah, no, and do you find that it provides some inspiration as well?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The lyrics, I try to pick songs for each chapter, and the lyrics has to be talking about what's going on the chapter. I try to set the lyrics with the chapters, and it's really, really important for the story.
Yeah, no, and it makes it so fun for us readers when I read it, because I feel like I have the music to go along with it. So among all the characters, all the members of the Lost Boys, who do you like writing about the most? And who do you think that's the one that your fans like the most, or is that just your favorite?
The fans' favorite is definitely Harry
yeah,
Ledger.
For sure.
The redhead Harry. I have marriage proposals, kidnapping crews, Harry here. They send hugs and kisses and everything for Harry.
Yeah, he's charming.
But I don't have a favorite, actually.
No?
I like all the boys, really. But Harry seems to steal the spotlight all the time when I'm writing the story.
Really?
I don't know how he does it, but when I realize I'm writing about him again. But I like to write about all the other boys, so Josh and Sam, but somehow they don't fit in that chapter, or something happens that I can't put him in that part, so they tend to not show up so much.
Right.
As Harry.
Right. No, for sure. I mean, that I think also you respond to what your readers are talking about, and it is sort of subconsciously incorporated, and then you write about it more, maybe too. So you're really active in social media, and so when did you decide to have Twitter and Facebook and PhotoBucket accounts dedicated to your story, and why did you decide to do that?
I think all these medias are really important to advertise and for marketing purposes.
Okay, so it was to find
if you
more
want,
readers.
All I wanted. Was to get my story out and for people to read it.
Right.
So Facebook and Twitter all helps me spread the word. And I asked the fans to help me and send the story to friends. And so this all these medias are tools to help us out. We don't need magazines or editors anymore to help with this. We can do it by ourselves.
Right. No, and I mean, you've done an amazing job. You call yourself the Lost Boys rock band manager, and you ask your fans to join the Lost Boys army. But I mean, I think those ideas are awesome. And as a fan, it's fun. I mean, you made the reading experience so much more than just picking up a story and finishing it from the beginning to end. So it's all of these other elements that combine together to make the story. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So do you think that it's helped? Like, when did you start all of these marketing ideas? When your story had some fans already, or before you had very many fans, or?
I really don't know when it started. I guess the ideas show up, and I don't know when I have these ideas, but
yeah.
It seemed fun at the time, and since I know the boys, I decided to incorporate them in the replies and give the fans a little of their replies too.
Yeah, definitely.
And I always heard about this. Everybody who has a favorite band, they always say this: join the army of that band. And so I try to do that with the Lost Boys too.
Yeah, no, and it makes.
And in a manner, I am their band manager. I manage them in the story, so I really am their band manager.
Yeah. No, I think that's an awesome way to look at it. Now, if you do not join on the Facebook stuff, a lot of people might not know that you have some really amazing artwork up there. So do you have a professional experience in drawing or painting, or is that just something you do on the side, or?
Oh, thank you. No, I actually am a professional illustrator.
Oh.
I'm graduated at visual arts here in Brazil.
Okay.
So I work with illustrations. The writing was a hobby. The illustration is my daily work.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, you would never know from reading it. No, that's really cool. So what kind of stuff do you design for work?
It's mostly children's book illustrations, and I also work with animation, but with a team, it requires a lot of people, not to do a animation movie, animation short film. So I work sometimes with animation, but mostly with children's books illustration.
Oh, that's really, really cool. What are some of the books you've illustrated?
I have some books, but it's all in Portuguese. And sold here in Brazil. I don't know if you can get out of Brazil.
Right. Maybe if you went to Amazon, the Brazilian Amazon, maybe.
I can give you a list later.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm really.
Some of my work and some links.
Yeah, because I know I was so impressed. We all thought they were beautiful, what you've shared on your Facebook.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you said that your husband's supportive, and that some of your friends, specifically Harry, knows that he has this story written sort of about him. But what about your other friends? Do they all read your work on Wattpad as well?
My friends don't like reading much.
No.
Don't like reading much. But most of my friends are boys, and they don't like romance novels much.
Oh, okay. So. Well, yeah, so they wouldn't like it, maybe not so much. But the boys are so fun. I don't know. I think boys would like it, too. So are you planning on publishing the story one day, or...?
I'm really trying to publish. I'm sending letters and proposals to publishers. I really am trying hard to get this published. It will be a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
To have The Lost Boys in bookstores.
Definitely. So in English or in Portuguese or both or?
No, in English. Yeah. I didn't even start writing in Portuguese. I decided to start in English. Because I wanted some feedback from the world.
Right.
Of the people. So it will be published in English.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, good luck. I mean, we would be so excited. That would be amazing.
Really, really amazing.
Yeah. So you asked your fans for some questions that we could ask in lieu of them being able to speak with you on this podcast. So we picked some of them. And one of them was that everyone seems to love Tristan so much, and they really, really wanted to know more about him. So can you give us a bit of background on his character, his family, and relationships? And people really wanted to know who your favorite Lost Boy was as well.
Yeah. They ask me this question a lot, and I always give them the same answer. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, no, it's hard to pick. I agree with you. But why do you think Tristan's so popular as well?
Yeah, Tristan is really popular. The second popular is Harry. But I can't choose a favorite. No. The others will kill me. So I love them all for official record.
And are we going to be able to see more about Tristan in the sequel at all, or is that in the plan?
At Lost Boys on Tour, no. Maybe on a third book, on a third Lost Boy book, I can brush more about Tristan's past and his story.
Right.
But in the second book, it's more focused on Joey and Vigil.
Okay. And then another of your fans was curious about if you had any other writers on Wattpad. Sometimes you do recommend the work of other writers. So are these people you know in real life, or did you meet them on Wattpad, or what draws you to their work?
I met them all at Wattpad.
Okay.
I have made amazing, amazing friends at Wattpad. It's really an amazing place. I'm really addicted to this website. And especially one friend that I met at Wattpad, it's a Dandelion Girl.
Yeah.
She's an amazing person. I talk to her every day. I tweet with her. I send her emails and she sent me back. She's really a sweetheart, and it was just really lucky to find her there.
And she doesn't live in Brazil at all.
No, she lives in England, I think.
Right.
So. Yeah, very far away.
So another fan wanted to ask that if you could take one thing before a fire consumed your house, what would you take?
probably my books.
Yeah, me too.
I don't. In my computer. Yeah. I can leave it on my computer.
Well, yeah, because I have so many books on my computer. So I think you're right. iPads, computer, iPhones, and then all my physical books. Absolutely. But that would mean I had a lot of time, I think,
before. Yeah.
And then people are super curious about the story that is in On Hold, Let It Bleed. How come that's on hold? Are you planning on continuing it, or did you come up to writer's block, or what's the story?
No, this is actually funny. I never have a writer's block. People get angry with me sometimes because I say that, because I have all stories already done in my head. It's all...
Oh.
I have scribbled all of the plot in a notebook. All I need is time to finish writing them all.
Right.
So Let It Bleed was actually my first story I posted.
Oh.
Read. And then I had the Lost Boys idea and put it on hold, because the Let It Bleed had a complicated plot, and
yeah,
it was very full of schemes, and I thought it was too complicated. I wanted to start one more simple.
Okay.
So I went to write Lost Boys instead. But I plan on finishing.
And then, so you said you have all the story written out. Is that the same for the sequel to The Lost Boys? You have the whole story written out already?
Already, all finished in my head.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And the third book too, the third Lost Boy, I have... After I finished The Lost Boys on tour, I have already one story that's really, really has a special place in my heart, because it's sitting in my drawer for such a long time, and I want to write it. And it's a fantasy story with romance about a crow, and it's really sweet. I want to write it this after I finished this on tour story.
Okay.
I have another story with fantasy and dragons and more Lord of the Rings type of thing that I want to write too. So all I need is time to write them all.
Yeah, that sounds like a really big job. But that's amazing. So did you read fantasy stories when you were growing up? Is that why you like the genre so much?
Yeah, I Lord of the Rings and Terry Pratchett is my favorite author of all time, and Neil Gaiman, all fantasy authors.
Yeah. Well, there's so much imagination in them. I think they're so fun to read.
They are really awesome books.
So, and Harry Potter, did you see the last Harry Potter
of
movie?
Of course, Harry Potter. I'm dying to see the last movie. I still haven't seen it because I have a little problems with work and family problems here, but I have to see the movie.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
I read all the books. I'm a huge fan.
So the last question that we always like to ask is that if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters, we're happy to answer them. Is there anything you want to know that goes on behind the scenes?
I thought a lot about that. The only question that seems important to me, I don't know, that I really wanted to know, if you guys somehow could have a way of making this link with the authors and publishers, if you guys thought about doing this bridge. This last part is actually the hardest part for an author to get to a publisher. If you guys thought about making this bridge, making these connections, or trying to fix some books with some publishers.
That's actually an awesome question and a perfect one for me to answer, because that's part of my job. So at Wattpad, I do a lot of the marketing stuff, and then all the social media stuff, and then I do the publisher relationship stuff too. So we just started. It's going to go out in about a week. It's a newsletter that we're sending out to contacts at all the publishing houses in the United States that we have, that sort of highlights some of the up-and-coming writers, some of the writers that have been doing really well, and sort of giving a spotlight so that the publishers don't have to come to Wattpad, but we can send the information directly to them. So that's one thing that we're doing. And we also know that there are tons of publishers and agents who have created accounts on Wattpad. So they are looking around, but they don't like to announce it because then they'll get inundated.
Okay, I understand. That's so cool.
Yeah, but definitely. Okay.
That would be awesome.
So, and is there any questions you have for your fans or any last thing you'd like to say?
I'd like to say thank you so much for all your comments. I read them all. I try to answer everybody and say thank you to everybody who fan me and who write me. So thank you so much for your support. It really, really means the world to me that you support my boys. And also I'd like to thank you guys at Wattpad because you guys are really an awesome group of people. you do an amazing job with this website.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. I can see Eva in the window looking in on me, asking me how it's going. Because Eva, who everyone might know from Community Support, is definitely a huge, huge fan of yours too, just like I am. So thank you so much for joining us and taking time to chat with everyone today. And thank you to all of our podcast listeners for joining us for another Wattpad Wednesday. And we will be back next week. Thank you. Bye.